here's a story from The World.
As coronavirus deaths surge in Brazil, and the country nears 1 million confirmed cases, indigenous people are mourning the death of one of their most important leaders. Michael Fox has more from Brazil.
In southern Brazil, members of the Kangani tribe dance in face masks and feathered headdresses to honor the late indigenous leader Kayapó Pepe Cororoche, better known as Paulinho Payacan. He died from coronavirus on Tuesday. He was a hero to indigenous Brazilians across the country, not just those of his own Kayapó people. Many have taken to social media to post memorials. In the Kangani video, a man in a blue shirt speaks to the camera. He says they will survive the pandemic and try to live life as Payacan did, in defense of the environment and fighting for the indigenous cause. For Payacan, the fight started in the 1970s, defending indigenous land under Brazil's military dictatorship. By the late 80s, he was organizing indigenous communities against government plans to build hydroelectric dams on their territory. In this old newsreel from 1989, representatives of 24 different Brazilian indigenous tribes march into a stadium in the Amazon city of Altamira. They're joined by environmentalists.
O grande estrategista desse encontro histórico era o sobrinho de Raoni, Payacan.
A journalist tells viewers that the meeting was organized by Payacan, who stands in the front of the room, bare-chested, with a large red and blue feather headdress. Payacan tells a government representative that if built, these dams would destroy their people. Payacan was not just any leader. He was one of the first Kayapó to recognize the power of media and of learning Portuguese, the language of Brazil's majority. He also understood the importance of unifying Brazil's indigenous people.
Única coisa, parente, é a união que precisa.
The only thing, brothers and sisters, is unity. We all must unite in order to fight. That is the only way we will overcome any government.
Payacan was instrumental in the demarcation of tribal territory and ensuring that indigenous rights were enshrined in Brazil's 1988 constitution. Glenn Shepherd is an anthropologist and filmmaker who has lived and worked in the Amazon for decades.
And Payacan was one of the activists who was on the front lines of making sure that the clauses that guarantee indigenous people's rights today are in the Constitution. He was in the room during the creation and signing of the Constitution, and he was translating.
Payacan and his uncle, Chief Raoni, became the faces of the international movement to defend the Amazon against deforestation, mining, and development. With the help of rock star Sting and an international campaign, they successfully blocked development of the Belo Monte Dam on the Xingu River for years before a modified project was eventually built over the last decade. But his international image was tarnished in 1992 when a student accused him of rape. The news broke on the cover of the conservative magazine Veja the very week that the world's environmental leaders were amassed in Rio de Janeiro for the historic Earth Summit. The allegations were thrown out of court 2 years later, but a retrial in 1998 led to the conviction of both Payacan and his wife. They were sentenced to 6 and 4 years in jail, respectively, which they served under house arrest on their indigenous territory. Payacan never regained his previous international rock star status. Felipe Milanes is a humanities professor at the Federal University of Bahia who knew Payacan and his family well, having worked at Brazil's National Indian Foundation.
Então, contra a demarcação das terras indígenas e para poder extrair...
In order to push back against the demarcation of indigenous lands, and in order to be able to deforest and extract the resources from that land, and everything that Paulinho was against, they politically shot him, the greatest environmental icon on the planet at that moment.
His legacy lives on, but his death is a sign of the times for indigenous peoples across Brazil as COVID-19 increasingly spreads into their territories. Nearly 300 indigenous people have died so far from coronavirus, according to a leading indigenous organization. Nearly 3,000 are infected across roughly 100 tribes. Payacan was about 65 years old when he died. He is survived by his wife, Irikran, and their three girls. Memorials over social media are expected to continue in the coming days. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.
From PRX.